I speak to you in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
So this is the Sunday that we celebrate the Epiphany. And there are three key elements that we need to explore together in the next few moments. And the first is the appearance and the guidance of the star. And the second is the wise men. And the third, and most importantly, is the child. But these three work together, and in their combined effort and intention, reveal for us the Messiah, present to us the child of God, that is not only the Savior and Messiah of this world, but the one who would change the world forever. And so let's begin, if we can, with a phrase paying homage. We're going to dissect the scripture a little bit together. You know, when you sit down and read some of this stuff, I wonder how often we just sort of bypass it. Pay homage. Pay homage. What does that mean? Pay homage. May I show you? Would you endure a dramatics just for a minute?
Yes.
It looks like this. Bear with me. It is total and complete submission. It is total and complete surrender. It is total and complete faithfulness. When the wise men finally arrived, they paid homage first, and then they gave the gifts. What a profound insight for you and I as we celebrate on this Sunday of Epiphany of what God calls upon us to do in our relationship with him. To pay homage. To totally and completely surrender our lives to his guidance and his direction. That we search him out as our GPS for life. Our interstellar space direction system. Our personal guide and friend in the midst of the journey of life. Each and every one of you have just come through the Christmas season, and I suspect there's been some highs and some lows. Just guessing. And in the midst of all of that, it's important to be able to return to God and pay homage, to worship him, to acknowledge him, and then to be able to say, you gave us the gift of the child who grew up in our world with all of its pain and uncertainty as well as its joy. And we want to be able to follow his example and to be able to come to you in humility and to ask him to come alongside us in this new year and he too to provide us for guidance and strength and mercy. What a wonderful example those wise people gave for you and I in this contemporary postmodern age. Let's talk about the star for a minute. Boy, do I get in trouble with those people who know stars. And we actually have somebody in this congregation who's got some doctoral work, you know, a degree or two in stars. So I'm not going to explore how that star got there because there's at least four different explanations. And believe me, I will get it wrong out of the four options. You know those multiple choice exams that you may have had in high school, college, or university where you had to pick the one and somebody told you on the way in, it's usually C, so just mark C all the way through the exam? Let me tell you, based on my summer school experience, not true. So let's not get tied up in how the star got there. Let's suffice to say that some kind of interstellar cosmic event occurred, and eventually the star arrived. And it was God's way of pointing us to the revelation of the Messiah, providing us with a touchstone, a guidepost, a signal. What an extraordinary example for us in this time and age to know that God has, does, and will send us signals may not be a star. It may be a dream. It may be somebody that comes into our lives and encourages and supports us. It may even be somebody that comes into our lives and politely corrects us. But God will send events and circumstances and people into our lives to help us with our faith journey. Some of us say, when did God show up? And yet, yesterday, we missed a signal. We missed a sign. May we be intentional in this new year to look for those signals, those signs, those bright lights in the midst of the darkness that remind us that God is not just present, but active in our lives and wants for us to be blessed. Now let's speak of the child, the one constant in the middle of it all. Have you noticed that the wise people needed direction, so they went to somebody with incredible political influence? And yet they got better advice in a dream. And they went. Oh, just to speak of them for a minute. Now, let me try to unpack this a little bit. I attended a family event on New Year's. One or two of you have heard about this already. And during the discussion at the event at New Year's about three wise men, one of my cousins said to me, where'd they get three? Well, you got it. The next question was, where were the women? One of my other cousins simply said, well, they weren't written in, but they were the actual ones to give the directions. Anybody want to come to my next family reunion? What really matters theologically is this. God provided an opportunity for wise people to receive the gift of a signal, to be obedient and follow the journey that ended with the discovery of the Messiah. They did that. What are you prepared to do? If given the signals, if given the moments, if given the insight and the awareness, what are you prepared to do in the new year to serve your Lord? Once you have rediscovered the child, the promised Messiah for all humanity, what are you prepared to do in order to both be obedient and serve him? It is an extraordinary day that we get to be able to explore the combination of events that led for those who were searching to discover the Christ, the gift of God. As we begin this new year, may you be blessed with the signals, the signs, and the direction. May you have the endurance, the tenacity, and the willingness to journey. And when you come to those glorious moments of insight, may you be able to see deep within your heart and mind the face of the child. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, amen.